From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. From time to time during this presidential primary season, we're checking in on the town of Milford, New Hampshire. The town, like the state, traditionally votes Republican, but it has a lot of independent or swing voters. This past weekend, our co-host Melissa Block made her second trip to Milford for their annual Pumpkin Festival. She discovered that some voters there are in despair. Some are worried, and some are outright alarmed.
Okay, I'll admit, it's tempting to stretch the metaphor to the breaking point. But as I walk down the haunted trail through the dark Milford woods, past ghosts and coffins and monsters, I wondered, really, isn't a presidential campaign just like this?
Beware are the zombies!
The Pumpkin Festival is Milford's big celebration, and it all starts at nightfall, when a runner dressed as a pumpkin carries a torch around the oval in the heart of town.
Here he comes, I see him!
Molly, look!
All weekend, you could find Karen LeGros running around in her orange T-shirt looking harried. She runs the Pumpkin Festival, and now that it's over, she'll have a lot more time to think about her upcoming vote.
I'm really kind of looking for a candidate.
And are you leaning toward anybody based on what you've read so far or heard?
Not right now. I've eliminated some people. I've eliminated a lot on the far right. There's a couple candidates that there's not a single solitary issue that I agree with them on.
Who would that be?
Huckabee, Brownback.
So that's two. That only leaves you about 50 left to choose from.
Exactly. There's a lot to winnow out. I actually have a spreadsheet at home, kind of tracking all of them.
Two things you never talk about in a barbershop is religion and politics.
Richard McDonald has been avoiding politics, and he's been cutting hair on Milford's Oval for 45 years. He's a longtime Republican, but this year, for the first time, he switched to be an independent, and he wants to vote for a Democrat, Bill Richardson of New Mexico. The issues he mentions are taxes, health insurance, and the war.
I'm wondering why we're over there.
Have you always felt that way since the war started?
Nope. Just like everybody else, I thought we were doing the right thing. We were led down the garden path.
When do you think you changed your mind?
Last 6 months, 8 months. I wish they would only have a debate for 8 months and talk about the issues, and never mind the dragging on for years. It's who has the most money, I guess.
You know, it is a matter of fact, the frustrating part, that you have to be a millionaire, multimillionaire, to even think about running for president.
Matthew DeRusso chimes in from the barber chair.
When did that? I don't remember that becoming a requirement, you know, but it is.
Does that bother you?
A little bit.
Why is that?
Well, because, I mean, if you have that much money, how can you truly be in touch with what I need and what my family needs? You know, when was the last time you needed to think twice about buying that item at the grocery store or buying that, present for your wife?
DeRusso says he's leaning toward Rudy Giuliani.
We're ready to serve now. Thank you for your patience. If you want to come up and get a plate, we'll start in.
The crockpots are steaming at the First Congregational Church. It's the pulled pork dinner. $8 for adults, $6 for seniors and children.
How's that? Do you want a little bit more?
Looks good.
Andrea Guidoboni dishes out pork, baked beans, coleslaw, and some opinions when I pull her away for a moment. She likes what she's heard from Barack Obama.
This country needs to have a very honest discussion about race, and I think he's the only one who can get us to that point where we can do it.
What makes that an issue for you?
Before I moved here, I lived in New York City for a while. I taught in the New York City public schools, the Baltimore City public schools, and I just got tired of hearing my African-American students saying to me that we'd like to do more, we'd like to do better in school, but it's too white. That's acting white. That always has stuck with me, and I feel like maybe he's the one who can kind of get us all past this idea of what is white and what is black and come together a little bit more.
Richard D'Amato has come for the dinner. He's lived in Milford all of his 70 years.
Well, like Mrs. Clinton, I've been a lifelong Republican, but now I think I change my mind once in a while when I see how the Republicans are doing. Don't like what I see.
What do you like about Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think she's, give us some fresh ideas, and I think she'll turn the country from this war business to something that helps some of the people that would need some help, like health insurances. I think we just get a new direction and get away from this business of war, war, war. Everything is war, you know.
Looked around for you, maybe you just ran away. You always said you do.
And that's sort of how Michelle Sampson is feeling, abandoned. When I met her back in March, she was all fired up about Joe Biden. She was on his statewide steering committee. no more.
I just have been really disappointed with the way his campaign is being run. It's just very lackluster, and I'm not sure that he's aware of it. For example, there was a young guy who came up here from Kentucky to work on the Biden campaign, and you know, he came up here expecting certain things, and, you know, housing being one of them. I mean, his wife was moving up here for this and everything. It just wasn't there. They just never followed through. And I thought, oh, my God, how can you bring somebody all the way up here from Kentucky? And just little things like that. They just don't seem to have their act together.
So now she's considering Obama and Clinton.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 10 more for 20. Thank you very much.
Tim O'Connell of Butternut Farms at the Milford Farmers Market. He's a state representative, a Republican. He favors John McCain, thinks he's honest and realistic about the Iraq War. But he looks at an unpopular president in the midst of an unpopular war, and he sees clouds on the horizon for the Republicans if they want to capture New Hampshire's independent voters.
That's the majority of voters in this state right now are undeclared or so-called independents. So I think they really need to be focused on, regardless, not just in the primary, but also to carry on through the general election in November.
And you think those independent voters are leaning towards the Democratic side at this point?
The polls say so that I've read by a fairly large majority, I think, as I recall, well up into the 60%, if not more. So that's a large block, and that's certainly going to have some impact.
We're all ready. Okay, everybody stand back.
For $2 at the Milford Pumpkin Festival, you can take your turn at the trebuchet.
Whoa! Oh, look!
It's an oversized catapult, hand-built. Put a pumpkin in a sling, yank on a release rope. The pumpkin will circle overhead and be flung high in the air. And if you're lucky, it will hit a scarecrow target floating in a pond 100 feet away. Kathy Parker is watching the action. She wears a green T-shirt that says, "Think globally, act locally." If the election were held now, she'd vote for Clinton.
I'm ready for a woman president, but a lot of people that I talk to aren't. But I'm totally ready for a woman president. Good things can come from those kinds of situations.
It's that time to announce the prizes for the giant pumpkins this year.
These giant pumpkins are comically huge, lumpy, misshapen, obese exaggerations of pumpkinhood. The champion grower, Norm Cody, has treated his winner with tender care, all 1,177 pounds of her.
I give it a lot of loving. I go in with a blanket every night, sometimes two or three comforters at night, especially if it's going to get below 60 degrees.
All right, in first prize...
Cody went home with the grand prize, $600. There was no prize in Milford for the most aesthetically challenged pumpkin, though there would have been some serious contenders. No, at the Pumpkin Festival in Milford, New Hampshire, as in the presidential race, there's one simple rule. The biggest, baddest pumpkin wins. I'm Melissa Block.
Thank you very much, and congratulations. Hope to see you next year with a bigger one. Thank you for coming to the Milford Pumpkin Festival, and everybody enjoy all the events.